This podcast is brought to you by Marcus Rodriguez. If you're looking to buy or sell your home in this competitive market and you're not too sure where to start, look no further than Merced's preferred realtor, Marcus Rodriguez. He'll make sure the process goes as easy as possible, and you can reach him at 209-554-1715. Visit his website, www.myagentmarcus.com, or email him, info@myagentmarcus.com. This episode is brought to you by Thor. If you're in the Central Valley area and you're looking to get a tattoo, look no further than this dude right here. He's a versatile artist that specializes in black and gray realism. He's located in Merced at the Merced Tattoo and Piercing Company, and if you'd like to get in contact with him, either stop by the shop or reach out to him on Instagram. His Instagram is @_Thor5E's. Once again, that's @_Thor5E's. This episode is brought to you by Be Junk Free Merced. Everybody has stuff that's taking up space, but not everybody has the time, energy, and equipment to do something about it. That's where Scott Levesey comes in. If you have stuff that's overtaking your garage, yard, that spare room, or even a storage unit, give Be Junk Free Merced a call. You can reach them at 209-233-1519, and they'll give you an estimate and get back to you as soon as they can. This episode is brought to you by Patriarch One. Patriarch One LLC is a website, email, domain management, and design company. They can create your website from startup, refresh your current website, and even deal with domain transferring. Not only do they build a website for you, but they partner and manage the entire domain for you. They offer promotional gear as well, like business cards, shirts, pens, and anything with your logo on them. If you want to get in contact with them, you can reach them at 408-728-8001. Visit their Instagram, patriarch1.llc, or email them, info@patriarch1.com. This podcast is brought to you by Duffy Murphy. Whether you need studio time, mixing and mastering services, or someone to clean up that podcast audio, he's your guy. And trust me, because he's my guy. You can reach him on Instagram @DuffyMurphy or email him Duffy.Murphy@Yahoo.com. Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk and Whatnot. My name is Micah D'Ailey, and I'm the host of the podcast. And this is a show where we highlight the talented individuals who live within the Central Valley of California and people in general who are passionate about what they do. Now, I know it's been a little while. The past week, I have had COVID, so I was just, you know, really got taken out more than I thought I would. And so back recovered, feel 100% again, which is good. But it was just one of those things where it's like day number three or day number four, I was like, okay, like I feel better, but I still don't know what's going on. I still don't know what's going on. I knew I had COVID, but like just a lot of brain fog that I really, for some reason, I didn't think that brain, I was like, when people say brain fog, what are they talking about? I just couldn't think. I felt stupid, honestly. But I'm back and better. So I'm glad to be back. There would have been a podcast out last week, but unfortunately, COVID got a hold of me. Shout out to the Still Here podcast. Got this cool merch I got from them. I was on their podcast, and it's going to come out, I think, in June. And it was real cool setup, real cool people, real cool host, Jose Cruz. So if you guys have any time, go check out the Still Here podcast. Really, really, really fun. And, dude, it's good to be back, you guys. It feels like it's been so long. I thought I had a lot to talk about, but I really don't know. I mean, if you're watching this on YouTube, make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube channel. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever you're listening to, just make sure that you are subscribed or you're downloading the episodes. You know the same stuff. And if you're new here, what's up? Thanks for tuning in, and I appreciate it. This podcast is all about the Central Valley. I'm just really happy that things are progressing with the podcast and everything else. We had two episodes left, including this one for season three of Real Talk and Whatnot, or a Central Valley podcast. I honestly go back and forth on if I want to just drop Real Talk and Whatnot and name it a Central Valley podcast. And the only reason is I think that people just, Central Valley podcast makes sense. What's it about? It's Central Valley podcast. Everything's all in there. Where I'm kind of afraid with Real Talk and Whatnot, now that I have the longest Real Talk and Whatnot, Central Valley podcast, that I have the longest name in the world, that I'm just like I feel like it's an overkill. So I'm thinking about going just to Central Valley podcast. You know, I'm going to take a little break, but it's not going to be like how I took a break last time. So the last episode of season three will air in June, and I'll probably will still release a couple episodes. And in that medium time, it may still have some guests on and stuff. I don't know if it'll be season three, season four, but just taking that time to, you know, reevaluate the show and figure out where we want to grow from here, how we're going to get more sponsors, how we're going to talk to these people who want to be sponsors and the different things that we can offer them. And, you know, all those other little things that are like behind the scenes. So that's what I want to do. But, hey, thank you for being here. It's a blessing to be back talking to you guys. I feel really good about it. My guest today is a real cool dude. His Instagram name is Ty Barbersign, and his name is Tyler Dew. And Tyler is a really cool dude. We went to BUHAC together, apparently. Both of us found out on the podcast that we went to BUHAC together. We had no idea. He's a few years younger than me, but still did not know that at all. But he's a really cool dude. He's a barber, obviously, with the name Ty Barbersign. And we just kind of talked about, you know, how he became a barber and the process and the journey it took, because he basically hopped on Instagram 2016, 2017 when it really started to grow, and his Instagram grew exponentially and it grew to like 200,000 followers. And we talked about like that process, how social media can be a blessing, you know, there's a lot of negative things from it, but it can for sure be a blessing as well. We talked about, you know, just his journey, his process, moving up to SAC, and that just trial and errors. You know, I think people who are creators, whether that's being a barber, whether that's photographer, whether you're, you know, a teacher, it doesn't matter what it is, you know, you can do things in different ways and do things different ways than other people are doing in your industry. So, you know, with this podcast, I don't know, like something that I do different than a lot of other people is my promos, you know what I mean? So I put a lot of time and effort and energy into these promos, and then sometimes it works good and sometimes it doesn't, but you just got to bite the bullet. And, you know, it's like, hey, I created this. This is what I created, you know. But for Tyler, for barbering, it was like little small things, like, okay, you know, he in the beginning, he was like having his own merch and his own stuff. And it's like, you kind of weigh the pros and the cons of where your time is going, you know what I mean? And I think it's really cool because he kind of found out what he's good at, what the services he can offer, and the quality that his service is and his work is, you know what I mean? And so we kind of talked about that process, that everyone has a new process, a different process. And it was just a great conversation. You know, I really, really enjoyed it. And I really hope you guys do too. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in to Real Talk and Whatnot, Central Valley Podcast, longest name in the world. I really, really do appreciate it. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Ty Barbersign.
This is it. Real talk, whatnot.
Real talk. That's it. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. Real talk.
Exactly. Dude, we could do it. Ty Barbersign, but we'll make it sound like Ty Dollar Sign.
Yeah, that's my favorite. And
that could be the promo. That sounds like a lot more work than that.
Beach House too? All the beach houses.
Exactly. Oh, that's so funny. Let me make sure everything's going. Yep, I think we're golden. So you drove all the way from SAC just to come on this podcast, man, or what?
I'm sorry I'm late. I've been supposed to be here, but it was a perfect timing.
No, exactly. Exactly. Over. And so who just got married?
My boy, Michael.
Michael and then Brittany, right?
Yeah, Brittany and Michael.
Yeah, Brittany and Michael. That's cool. And I just did Alec and Athena's wedding last night, too. Okay. Two of my buddies, my buddy and his wife, but she's my buddy as well, you know. Okay. But I want to introduce people who may not know who you are, dude.
Okay, well, my name is Tyler Dew. Most of y'all know me by Ty or Ty Barbersign on Instagram.
Ty Barbersign.
Ty Bachi.
Yeah, exactly. You've been cooking it up in the kitchen, I see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And how'd you get into, and people are going to think you're a cook. I'm like, yeah. How'd you get into cooking, man?
Well, shit, I don't know. I've always been cooking. Like my uncles say, I was always making them bacon.
Oh, even as a kid?
At the age of four, I'd hop on the counter, put the bacon in, the turkey bacon, gotta be turkey bacon.
Really?
It's just always been turkey bacon.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's rare, man.
But I mean, I love bacon, I'll eat bacon.
Yeah, yeah. But you prefer?
Just prefer turkey bacon.
Maybe it's like nostalgia, you know what I mean?
I don't know, it's just something that's in my head, I don't know.
Yeah,
nothing religious or just...
Because bacon's the pig's stomach, so I wonder...
What's the turkey, though?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is it the turkey stomach? Look that up. Look what part of the turkey...
I'm thinking of Thanksgiving, like a slice of...
that's what I'm saying. Like, what part of the turkey is used for turkey bacon? Look at that, Duffy. We're using you like, within the first 5 minutes.
A lot of people
don't
know that, so they wait right now.
What do we got? What does it say? Can you... The thigh.
It's like the neck.
Oh, the neck of the turkey looks hella nasty. It just looks like a little penis flopping around.
Put it in the gravy. That's what I thought it was, though.
Dude, okay, so it's a thigh. That was like, so like, I don't know. So anticlimactic. I was like, oh, what is this? It's going
to
be.
Now I found out. I've been wanting to find out, but now I know. So.
You're like, I prefer chicken thigh bacon.
But yeah, actually, I just started. My dad got me into really just watching him cook in the kitchen.
And your dad was always cooking growing up?
Yeah, and then, I mean, me and my sister, we both cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then just being at home alone. But we really didn't cook too much. We just top ramen.
Oh, dude, top ramen. Top ramen in a bag, not even cooked, dude.
Oh,
back,
yeah.
Crunch it. Back in, back in high school, dude, you just crunch it up.
I learned that in middle school.
Yeah, dude. I just remember, like, people just walk around. And it's funny because I see it now. Like, I used to be a high school substitute teacher. And so when I walk around, kids
are still doing it?
So yeah. But it's funny to me because now I'm like, that doesn't sound like
people
that doesn't
say
sound
back
like a good snack.
You'd get worms.
Oh, I'm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's just, you know.
That would make me really stop eating.
Middle school folklore.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So we talked about cooking, but what do you, your name's Ty Barberstein on Instagram. And so kind of talk about how you got, you know, into barbering. Is it called barbering? What's it called?
I'd say being a barber. Yeah.
Being a barber?
Yeah. Just barber. You're perfect.
Yeah, barbering.
Perfect. Barber. I kind of got into cutting hair from Michael. He was always cutting my hair. My dad was cutting my hair at first.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how Michael started cutting me.
Oh, who's Michael again? Sorry?
Michael, the one that just got married yesterday.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. My apologies.
You're all good. So I got into cutting hair.
Through him?
Through him. You know, I see.
And
him.
He was already cutting hair?
Yeah, he was cutting. It was just like a few people watching. You know, he's 2 years older than me, so he's cutting people his age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm cutting people my age.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't a lot. It was just like probably like 4 or 5 people.
Uh-huh.
At most.
And then you were like, I'm going to try this.
Yeah, and then once I probably, right when I graduated my senior year, I was supposed to do the Air Force, but kind of backed out last minute.
Hey.
It was like.
You're happy you did? Like with the way things are in your life? It looks like, you know, looks like you're having a great time.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. I always think about it. You know, it wasn't a bad option for me. Or if, you know, somebody that doesn't know what they want to do.
Yeah, well, I went to the Air Force too at one point.
Oh, you did?
And
okay.
Yeah, and I was not into the Air Force.
Yeah.
Okay. People were like, "What? I'm a patriot." No, I went to like the office in high school. Uh-huh. And like it was just like I was like, "Oh, I kind of want to check it out."
Yeah.
Like, and I think if they would have like eased me into it, it would have been fine, but it was like I went there and they're like they were trying to sign me up like right then and there. Let's get you like 4 years, blah, blah. I was like, whoa, I just wanted to see what this is about, man. You guys, if you guys would have like, I probably would have done it the second time, but good thing you guys were.
I was, the way I decided, I was like, man, which one do I want? I was on the computer. I want to do the Marines. I was looking at all the promo videos. I'm like, this looks cool. You know, like Call of Duty and stuff.
They're like yeah. That's I've seen this before.
I'm like, damn, do I want to be a Navy SEAL? Like, they're over here. They look pretty cool swimming in the water.
Yeah. Carrying these big logs.
But Air Force, my uncle, he was in the Air Force. So I went out, right after I graduated, I went out there to visit Lackland Air Force Base.
Oh, yeah. I've actually been there before.
Yeah. So he showed me around. He took me to his job sites. Mm-hmm. And I talked to a couple people. You know, they loved it from their experience that they told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was all said and done. I was like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do. So, I went out to after that a week later. I went out to Hawaii and stayed with my grandpa.
Oh,
and I was just gonna study.
Your grandpa, did he live out there?
He lives with my parents now. But
did he used to?
Yeah.
Was he like were your parents born and raised out there? Or anything?
No.
He just moved out.
No, he was staying over there. He's not from there or anything.
Oh,
he was just
okay,
living over
gotcha.
There for a long time. Was staying over there, studying for my ASVAB, trying to study,
mm-hmm.
but I was just...
Having a good time in Hawaii?
Chilling,
yeah.
It was more vacation than anything. But, you know, we were out there washing windows. That was his business.
Oh, really?
Go around banks, the malls, and wash windows. And then, you know, I just got real tired of it after a month, and I was just like, you know what? Let me just go back and try this barbering stuff out.
Oh, really?
So I came back, signed up for barber school.
And what does barber school entail? How long is it?
So barber school, what was it, like 700 hours, like 1,800 hours, mm-hmm. something like that. But basically adds up to 10 months.
Yeah.
So I went out to Moeller's Barber College in Fresno. So I came back after Hawaii. I came back, went to Fresno, did it for like 10 months, got my license, failed once, came back and then passed.
What's the test? Is it like
It was like hands on. I passed the hands on part, but I missed the
written or whatever.
The written part by like I think two.
Mm-hmm.
I
was trying to be a teacher for a little while, and there's like this test that I had to take, and what is it called? What is CSET? Right? Yeah. I was trying to do this like earth and space science one. Mm. It was like, and I was like, I wasn't that passionate about it. Like, yeah. You know, I didn't go to school for, I went to school for like a very general educational studies.
Yeah.
And, I tried to take it and I was off. I took it twice. I was off by 1 point one time, 2 points the second time. And then after that, I was like, I don't think I actually want to be a teacher. Like it just kind of pushed me in the other direction where I'm like, I'm going to do what I want, what I want to do now.
The photography, right?
Yeah. With photography, videography and now apparently a podcast, huh?
Because that's what I kind of got into when I was kind of like starting off like my brand. It was like, okay, mm-hmm. Now I need to start promoting, doing better videos, quality. I bought a whole bunch of camera equipment, drones and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Try to promote myself.
Really?
And I'm just like, now I don't need all that stuff. It's just
The
way things work out. Like I just threw all my camera equipment, not going to lie, like probably like a couple months ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because like had my third kid and he took up my third room.
Yeah.
So it's like,
so you have three, huh?
Wait, no. So I had a three bedroom, but that was my little man cave.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then my son got a room and then now my other son, but he's not in there yet.
Yeah.
But he just.
You know it's coming. Yeah.
It's coming. Yeah.
So. You know, I feel it. And I mean, with your videos, iPhones are so. Like
it's crazy.
They're clutch. They're so clutch.
People always ask like, "What camera equipment do you use, bro?" Just use your phone.
Yeah, and people on even I went to one of my buddy's podcast and he just used an iPhone to record. And like honestly, that looks good. Like I would never know that was on an iPhone.
The only thing I would say is just have iPhone shoots really well with social media content and just make sure it's not downgraded. Quality.
Yeah.
Like a
don't be
iPhone.
Using Snapchat, you guys.
Yeah. Don't be using Android on a Snapchat.
Yeah.
So
don't be using Android on anything.
At all, really.
Sorry guys. Come it's on. Just, what are we doing, people?
I'm sorry. Apple is doing really well.
Yeah. Well and it's like I'm sure you have like a Mac computer.
Yeah.
Too. And then it's airdropping
AirDrop
everywhere.
Is so simple.
Especially doing videos and stuff. Yeah. So do you do all your videos like in camera? Like in the app?
First when I started, what kind of like just took off for me when I was like probably like 2,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just strictly through the app because I just wanted to. I would watch,
and that was before Reels and stuff, right?
It was way before.
Yeah,
Reels.
Like
it was
way
like
before
2016.
Yeah,
2017. So I was just going through the app, straight through Instagram app, and opening the app and just making short clips. That's all it's, what it's really about. They just want short highlight clips.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not really
in-depth. That's what social media is. You're not.
Yeah, because if I sit there and record for 15 seconds on one spot, people are going to get tired and swipe down.
Like, yeah.
That's why I post more videos than pictures. People are going to scan a picture within like a second. But if you watch a 60-second video, you're there for 60 seconds.
That and
it's always about that the watch time.
And it's like I think videos are more valuable right now too. Because I'll see people post just a picture that's a 3-second video though. Yeah. And because you'll go to it'll be like 100,000 views.
Yeah.
But it won't say like, you know.
That's what TikTok's winning at right
now. Yeah, exactly.
It's the new Vine movement.
Yeah, I wish I could get it. I wish I could get into it more. I just like go to it and then I'm just
I could get into it more. You know, I do like.
There's too many things to do in the world, isn't there? Like in your life, I feel like there's not enough time in the day.
People make the time too.
Yeah.
I see people going live on their, I'm like, what are you doing? Going live on my TikTok. People are actually watching them. Like there's a whole bunch of people.
Yeah, that is wild.
Social media is a blessing.
Yeah, and it's interesting how it's developed from like, because what year did you graduate high school?
2013.
13, so I was graduated 2011, so a little bit earlier. But during your time in high school, people were on Instagram, yeah?
Yeah.
Because when I was in high school, just 2 years earlier,
I feel like Instagram was like kind of like my era when it kind of
yeah, because I remember like my cousins were always younger than me, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like you guys are getting hella likes, like it's like I was like everybody at your school has it, you know what I mean? So it was more of like a community based thing there versus like we all got it after, or I got it after high school, so it was like a different.
You know
what
like
I mean?
MySpace was like
MySpace, you know. So we had MySpace and Facebook was real big when I my senior year. Mm-hmm. Facebook was like MySpace was down, and then Facebook was taking over.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And then Instagram was like, oh, I guess it's a picture app. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's a fucking video app.
Like everything.
Yeah.
I remember when video started coming out, like, it was short videos too.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't 60-second clips. I wish you can do long. I mean, I think you can.
Now you can do, yeah, now you can do long, because I do, like, my podcast promos that are, like, multiple minutes, and, or, But, so, let's go, before I go back. so we're talking about, when did you start becoming a barber, went to barber school, me and you ran into each other like one time at the groom room, which is if you guys remember Marced,
he reminded me at the first barbershop I really worked at.
I thought it was the
shop on M Street.
It would have been like, though, you're saying you were there for a week. I didn't normally go there, and I was like, can I get a haircut? And they're like, with him.
Rated.
I was like, yeah. Fucking, I imagine all the people who are like, we're mid haircut, you know, and then it gets raided, and then you're like, I have half a fade right now.
I'm not really even a barber. I just started barber.
But you're like, actually like, I'm not associated with these guys at all, man.
I just got into this. What happened after that?
So you finished.
I don't think I started barber school after that. I think I.
Oh, so that was before?
I think that was. Was it?
Or during, maybe.
I think that's when I had got back from
Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's right when I got back. But it was so quick, I totally forgot.
It was like you're saying, you're like, oh, I forgot I did that. I was like, that's my one memory from us.
I was just like, I know I cut your hair, but I was like, wasn't it in the garage? So after that, I went to the garage and stayed.
Oh, okay. And so you were in your garage just cutting hair.
I was in my garage.
How long were you doing that?
I was doing that for a minute because I came back like in probably like August, that summer after I graduated. I came back like in September, October from Hawaii.
Went to barber school. Then you went to a barber school.
I'm having a brain fart.
And then you're in your garage for how long?
It was only like probably like 5 months. And then I started barber school.
Okay.
And then I was living out in Fresno going to school. That's what happened. And then on the weekends, like, I'd go back home and cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I graduated.
Is that when you moved to SAC?
I went back home. Then I got called on by State Board. Somebody called State Board on me. Oh. Yeah, I don't believe. I don't think it was no client or no neighbor. My neighbors were chill.
Yeah.
They knew I was cutting hair. But I don't know.
Oh, because you're not allowed to technically. And what happens in that scenario?
But everybody knows, like, if you're a barber.
People do it.
But it was some hating.
Yeah. Haters, man. Haters gonna hate.
I mean, it got me into a better position where I'm at now.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah,
it forced me to get out of town because I didn't really, I don't know. I wanted to expand. I felt like I couldn't really expand.
Yeah, too much.
Being in Merced right now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, you know, there's potential for Merced.
Oh, no, right. I was going to say, in 2016, 2017, I feel like Merced and was like, even the whole vibe in the Central Valley, I feel like it used to be like bad, maybe because I started this whole podcast and I just am always talking about it, you know?
Mm.
But I feel like now, like, you can, like, you go downtown Merced, you're like, oh, this shit does not look the same as it looked like a couple years, like three,
they're
4 years
it.
Ago. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
The new hotel.
Mm-hmm. So then you decided to move up to SAC.
Yeah, I moved up to SAC.
And what led you to SAC?
And so I was originally supposed to go down to SoCal, but that, I was like saying, if things didn't work out out there, you know, it's a further drive back, 5 hours. And I was like, you know, I could go out to SAC. My sister's out there. You know, I got, you know, she can tell people about me, her friends, her girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went out there, stayed with a cousin, and it was still close to home. It was like 2 hours from Merced, so.
It's still,
even on the weekend, like, I could still go back home.
And a four-hour drive is a lot, or, you know, I mean, two...
Four and a half, five hours from SoCal is...
Dude.
I'd rather...
Isn't the freeway crazy right now, Merced?
It's ridiculous. I was coming here, dude. And you know how they were doing the roads?
There's like two different...
My friend got in an accident, like, ahead of, like, months ago.
Yeah.
I'm always hearing about accidents on this freeway right here.
Yeah, yeah. It's so bad right now. It is so bad.
I bet you there's a whole bunch of lawsuits going on.
Dude, when you go north, it's like the freeway splits into two. Yeah. And then you're on one of them's on the other side of the freeway and the other one's over here.
Yeah.
And then anytime you go look at Google Maps, it'll reads like the one that's going fast and not the one that's going slow.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally went to go, I got a tattoo from Ricky a couple, like, yeah, a couple weeks ago. And literally, I got on the freeway in Merced, instantly stopped. It took me 30 minutes to get to Atwater. And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys.
It's just ridiculous. Yeah. It's like they need it, but it's
I get it.
They took way too long.
They're like, hey, we're trying to actively fix it right now. Yeah. I was like, yeah, but it's like worse than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's accidents on accidents.
On accidents. And it is scary, dude. It's just like two walls. You just like...
Especially at night. Like, I came into town at night, coming from Atwater. Like, this is bad. Like,
yeah, that is pretty bad.
So I can only imagine, like, somebody that can't see at night, and I'm getting older, and like, dude, my eyes are getting bad.
I need to get glasses. That's what I need to do.
Like some nighttime glasses or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the lines and everything.
I just look at the white lines and hope I don't hit nothing else. Just to stay on track.
Exactly. So you moved out there to Sac with your sister, and your sister was out there.
Yeah, she was out there, and then I started promoting myself. I was passing out cards. Before I started, like, really taking social media serious, I was just passing out cards. But I didn't...
Wait, real quick, where did... was Ty Barbersign already your name? Did you already think about that? Or how did that come to be?
Before Ty Barbersign, it was Do Smooth.
Because your last name?
Is Do, yeah.
Yeah.
People think it's Drew, but it's Do, like Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do, like Mountain Dew. Because they'll be like, damn, I forgot to put the R.
Oh, mine's like D'Ailey, but it looks like all, like, it looks like Deal or whatever, but I was like, it's Italian, Papasta, D'Ailey. And they're like, okay. I'm like, no. I was like, the fact that I say Papasta before and then I say D'Ailey afterwards, like, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm like, does it though? I don't know.
So, what was it? So it was Do Smooth before, but I was like, I was listening to a lot of Ty Barber, or Ty Dolla Sign.
Yeah, you're playing
Nah, I fucked up. I was listening to a lot of Ty Dolla Sign in the garage. You know, I was my favorite artist, so that kind of inspired me to do Ty Barber Sign.
No, it's good.
He's about the
dollar.
I'm about the barber.
Hey, it's a good play on words. Someone misspells Ty Dollar, you know?
Yeah,
Ty B. You know, I'm sure you pop up.
You know, I get it all the time. People be like, Ty Dolla Sign. I'm like, it's Barber, but...
I understand.
I understand. I did get it from you.
And you just thought about that one day?
Just thought about it. I was like,
yeah, that's kind of Barbersign.
Because I got Barbersign Productions as like the whole, like,
what everything's under.
Like what I was kind of doing. Like, that's my studio name. So, like, production. I was doing a whole bunch of content. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I can abbreviate it with Ty Barbersign instead of Barbersign. Ty Barbersign. Some people say Ty Barbersign Productions. It's just Ty Barbersign. Like,
you're telling me, like, Real Talk and Whatnot, Central Valley Podcast. For you.
I just say the whole thing. I'm just like, damn. You can shorten it.
Yeah.
Moved out there, started promoting myself, passing out cards. You know, I did a lot for, like, marketing-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I had printed out flyers.
And what made you kind of, were you just like, kind of like, well, if I'm going to do this, got to go all in?
Yeah, I just got to go all in. And it's like, I got to start paying for stuff. I got to start being grown.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Grown-up decisions. Mm-hmm. So, how old was I? I think I was like 21. Yeah, it was right before I was 21. Because I didn't want to be in the house after that. Like, I just need to get out.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to start doing my own thing.
You need to grow.
And so... got out before 21. I was like, all right, let me start putting up flyers. Let me go to the mall. Let me pass out cards. But I just felt weird about, I feel weird having to, like, give you my card. Like, hey, come see me for a cut. I'm like, if you have your barber, you have your barber. But I'd rather have somebody, like, want to come get my service. So that's when I kind of took serious more into just posting content.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if somebody wants it, somebody's going to come get it.
Yeah.
It's just like posting food.
Yeah, but what I saw with your stuff, like, because I've been following you since, like, before, or, like, when you, were like, didn't have that many followers to, like, now, what I mean? And so it's, like, interesting to see the growth of it. But I was going to say, what do you think, like, so you always were kind of, like, innovative more than, like, other people. Like, even your services you offer are something a little more higher quality than,
so that's what I was always doing. Like, even in the garage, I started... always doing the hot towel, like.
So you, and what is it? You put a hot towel.
Yeah, just like after
is
fresh.
Is the steamer the thing that's like on your hand and you're like going like this?
No, that's the hand massager.
Oh, and so what is that?
So that's it's just relaxed, like.
Yeah, it's
extra. It feels good. It's just
more
like
an experience, though. That's, that's
just
what
more
you're
an experience, and then that's what I was always doing in the garage. I got videos of me using a facial steamer, and like. It wasn't really, I was kind of like, I'd probably say, like, I was probably, like, one of the first ones to start kind of, like.
No, I remember you doing that for, like, a long
time. Like, people were like, why? I remember to this day when I went into the shop in Sacramento when I first came in, people were, like, looking at me all crazy because I had the hot towel machine.
Oh, so, and it was just you doing it.
It was just me doing it. I had the hot towel thing in my corner, and I had the hot steamer, I had the ring
light.
And
so it was always just only you. See, I didn't realize.
Yeah, it was just me. This is like when ring lights and stuff took off, like, yeah, like barbershops and stuff. So like they're looking at me like, damn, he brought the whole shop with him. Like,
yeah,
I came prepared. That's what I always wanted to do, like make sure I'm set.
And that's good because some people kind of are like, well, they'll be timid if it's like they're going into some place that like they just got hired. Like, I don't want to be like that guy or whatever.
I want to be like the guy like, what the hell is he doing?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. But also, it's you were ahead of the, of the jump,
and
honestly.
So like they seen, you know, people in their chair like, damn, what's he over there getting? Like, he
getting
they're
like, how
towel.
Much is that?
It's like, I don't have to do it. You know what I'm saying?
But like, then it's like, it's like the guy's not going to be like, oh, I can offer that now. You know, he'd have to get all that shit. And so now it's like, I kind of might want to get my haircut with that guy who's like,
he's doing extra. Like, damn, he's like, he's doing this. Like, some people, I heard don't do the straight razor, like the after finishing touches. Like,
yeah,
it's just my work and it's what I got going out. Like,
yeah,
I've always been doing it. It's just what I always.
But with
known.
You doing, making it almost like an experience, it does make your stuff more valuable and makes people be like, because maybe someone's like, they're like, I don't want to pay like 70 bucks, 50 to 60 bucks for like a normal haircut. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they'll pay 50, 60 bucks for something that like is more of an experience. Mm-hmm. They're like.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. So like.
What are
you? I charge $100.
$100?
So it's like.
And what does that come with?
Haircut. I'll wash your hair if needed. Hot towel and just like. My experience through the years, like you'll leave with a good cut. Like somebody's gonna notice you type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I wanna give out the cuts that you get noticed for. Like, you know, you go to Supercuts or you just go to the $20 barber a $20 barber could still be great, but you know, one day he's gonna wanna charge more. So it's like,
yeah.
I look at barbers, I'm like, you need to be charging more.
Yeah.
But, you know, they'll learn that with time.
And you built yourself up in a way that's like.
Yeah, so over time, like, I showed my value.
It wasn't like you were like $100 to starting out.
So it's like right now, barbers starting out, they're charging damn near $40, $50. Like,
yeah.
And they're just starting out. When I started out, I was charging like.
$15, $20, dude.
$7, like starting out.
Really?
$7, $15 at most.
Uh-huh. How do you think, because from when you started out to now, like, the evolution of, like, the gear and stuff? Because even with the camera gear or with, like, podcasting gear, like, stuff, like, progresses, you know what I mean? And, like, I just got a tattoo from Ricky, and I never got a tattoo with a cordless.
That's the new thing.
You know
thing,
what I mean?
Like,
I was
cordless,
like, oh, shit,
cordless clippers,
cool,
like,
yeah.
That's one of the game changers.
Like, just so much easier.
So much easier. You ain't got to, like, get your feet stuck in the cord, bring down another clipper, and then all the other clippers break.
Oh yeah, so is there like a one size fits all clipper now? I mean, obviously you have like one smaller ones for different things.
They got like guards that usually fit like other clipper brands guards. Like,
don't you sell gear too? Or
I used to.
Okay,
but
that's
kind
of
like I used to have a course in a barber course, and it was teaching like social media, just basically the things that I was doing that kind of took me off on Instagram.
Yeah.
But I kind of just laid back. I got tired.
It's honestly a lot of.
It's like you got to deal with the taxes, pay taxes on it quarterly because you know all that gets tracked.
Yeah,
when you're selling products online. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, you know, I could do it, but it's just like
it's a lot of things.
It takes a lot of energy.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
Do that, so I don't know. My focus is somewhere else.
Yeah, and so you went to that. You started out at the shop, started doing the hot towels and stuff, and then what kind of made you want to go to your own place? Or get your own.
It was kind of like, you know, I love the shop. The shop that I worked at in Sacramento was probably, it was the best shop that I've ever worked at.
Mm-hmm.
Could ever work at. So I'm like, I can never go back to another shop.
Because
I
great
just
environment.
Know it wouldn't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Great environment, great people. You know, we still keep in contact. Everybody's doing great.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, you know, especially being through it twice, I had my studio once and then having another studio twice. I'm like, it's making me realize, like, if you have your clientele like set and you don't really need walk-ins, like, it's the best thing.
Yeah, that makes
you create your own vibe and your own atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about nothing else. You know, if you keep your spot cleanless, it stays clean. You don't have to worry about
somebody else coming
any extras.
In. Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you know,
I enjoy it a lot.
Room, it's by.
Yeah.
And so what are your other, so it's like, does it start at $100 and then it
so
goes
So it's just,
up?
I kept it, I was doing facials and stuff, but I just keep it simple. I have so many clients now, I just rather just do.
Just keep it at that.
Just do haircuts or a haircut and a beard.
Yeah.
Keep it simple. Don't keep people confused.
Yeah. But you still do like the hot towel and everything.
The hot towel, yeah. Everything.
That's cool.
But yeah, I just like to keep it. The thing I got the hot towel from, you know, I used to watch movies and everybody was always using a hot towel, regardless if it was for a shave or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's what it was used for, but other than that, like, it's good to wipe the hair off the face.
Yeah, and it, like, opens up your pores and everything else. Like, it is. Just,
it feels better. Like, there's a difference to it. Uh-huh. It's a small difference. You know, small things make a huge difference.
Yeah.
So.
I agree. Where were you during the pandemic? Were you at the shop?
Were you at the studio?
I had a curiosity, like, how was that pandemic, for you?
The pandemic hit. I was at the shop at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then I started cutting after that. I cut for the next day that once, and then I just took the rest of the 3 months off.
Yeah.
It felt good.
Yeah, it slowed things down, huh?
Yeah.
Like, honestly,
you know, everything, you know, have to pay rent thinking, type
I,
stuff.
I kind of like think back to the pandemic. I'm like, honestly.
I want another break. I wouldn't be mad with another break.
Yeah.
Being on Call of Duty all day.
I was like, you know, but.
that's one thing. I was like, how are we going to do this? But I mean, we got through it, but
yeah,
it was a long time.
It just slowed things down. It kind of made you appreciate like the things in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, and that's why I feel like coming out of the pandemic and in this area kind of was like, everyone was just more grateful and you can kind of see it.
Facts,
and then like the fact that like,
we got closer with our neighbors.
Yeah, exactly. And then like the businesses wanted to lift up other businesses and things like that. And so it was a cool environment to come back to. And then now we're, you know, 2 years later or whatever. And it's like, you just feel like at least normalcy again. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's cool feeling it in a place like, because it was interesting, because it's interesting for Merced. Because when they come back, it was like, we have all these new businesses open now, which is like, I'm sure a lot of places it wasn't new businesses open. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was just fortunate that kind of came back and the city was kind of replenished.
Yeah. Merced is, I can see it growing. I'm waiting for that mall to go up.
Yeah. Dude, someone was like,
damn, that
funny. I had, you know who Terrell Green is? He's like the social media comedian. He's super funny. He's from Fresno. He does like reaction videos, but I had him on the podcast. Freak, what was my story I was going to say about him? What were we just talking about before that?
The mall?
Oh, yeah. And he was like, oh, I see you getting your mall redone. And I just started cracking up laughing as someone who's like not from here. I was like, bro, the mall's been getting redone for like six years, man.
All of a sudden they get robbed too.
The opening soon.
See, they get all the jewelry took?
Dude, you should see I made a promo with it. It was so funny. Gosh. It was the day after I had the mayor on. So it was like the mayor came on and then that happened like a couple days earlier.
Yeah.
And it was just like everybody smashing the jewelry store. And then I had put that green screen on and it was like that playing in the background, everybody breaking shit, and then I like come up to the screen in a hoodie with like chains in my hand. I'm like there's nothing, no time to do anything, we just had to run. Like I was like,
and
I was like, also Real Talk's back, baby, like that was it.
Yeah. But like, I'm like, how y'all gonna escape Merced? Y'all gonna run into the police station?
But that's the same. Yeah, that's the same. No, that's the same group. They did like
they did Roseville, I think.
Roseville, after Merced, that, they did Fresno, Roseville.
They
Modesto.
They went to Roseville. Did that?
Yeah,
after,
it's all the same. All the same group, and they have their license plate covered. Like they just know mall security's mall security. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no.
I always feel bad for the mall security,
too. Yeah, Roseville's not... Like, Roseville ain't playing no more. They got security in the front now.
Really?
Yeah.
They got guns and stuff?
Yeah, they got a couple. They got one dude Roseville's here.
Roseville's like, we got that money, okay?
We got one at Louis Vuitton. We got one at YSL. Yeah. Don't try it.
One
of my clients worked at Burberry before they had closed, and he wasn't working that day, but he showed me the video. I was like, damn. I'm like, what could you do? Like...
You can't do anything.
I'm like, I'm not gonna like.
No one's gonna risk their life.
Go ahead, take it. I'm just working. Like,
and then I always think like that shit's getting sold probably for so cheap,
right? Like, or they're gonna get caught.
I always think that, dude. Have you seen all the videos of people? There's so many videos of people's cameras gear getting stolen, like in the Bay or LA. Like, literally, just like film crews, ever like people with guns just coming up to them taking like $20,000-$30,000 worth of gear and like whatever.
Well, yeah, no, it is.
And whatever footage, but I'm saying I know they're flipping it for like. $5,000, you know what
price,
I mean?
Yeah,
like they're not knowing, like sometimes at flea market, I used to go to flea markets all the time, but like they'll sell like lenses that are like $1,000 lens, like $100. I'm like,
where'd you get this from?
yeah, sounds good. I don't care.
I just need it. I'll test it.
Listen,
out.
I bought this at a flea market, okay? I don't know what to tell you guys.
It works pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. And so when did your social media really start taking off? Like what do you attribute that to?
So it was like, the first 6 months of being out there, and you're like no clientele, just kind of sitting and waiting in the shop. promoting on social media, using hashtags. For doing that about for like 6 months and like posting like good content, it went from like, because I think before I moved out there, I was like probably like under 3,000, probably like 2,500 followers. And then started posting every day, maybe two, three times a day. And like I started noticing the numbers go up and up.
And it was just like haircut videos, just haircut and different.
It was just simple that, haircut videos, you know.
And just as the time goes on, it's just showing the
all, thing. Yeah, it all adds up. And at the time, you know, it was like perfect time. It's like you got to hop on at a certain time with like things, like kind of like TikTok. You know, if you hopped on at a certain time, like during COVID, and if you were consistent enough, you'd probably be booming.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
And so at the time, like it was like at a time where like barber videos were just taking off. You know, people started getting more into watching. People that weren't barbers started getting into watching just haircut videos. Yeah. You know, I had people DM me like, bro, I just spent like a whole hour on your page watching haircut videos.
I listened to another podcast and the guy's like, he's obsessed with watching Puerto Ricans cut hair for some reason.
Yeah, Puerto Ricans are great barbers.
Yeah, like, yeah, and, yeah. And he was like, but he always talks about. He's like, I just fucking love it. He's like, I just love watching them.
They're really good, but you know they charge. They're not charging like out here. So I'm like, I look at their work. I'm like, you could be charging so much. Like if you were out here, but I'm like,
well, then you gotta build a client
even too. Like out there, like I feel like you can charge. Like I feel like if I was in a spot where like somebody's, you know, they talk about like, oh, I can't charge that much here. People aren't going to pay it. Like, well, somebody's going to pay it and somebody's going to want it. Like I'd rather stick to the people that want to pay the extra, you know, it doesn't have to be all the way up, but you know, as you make small progressions, people are going to realize the quality in your service. You know, a lot of people are going up now. Like, I went out, moving out to SAC, I was charging $30. So that was like the high. Like nobody was charging $30 out there.
I remember, back when
I was like, I left the garage and I seen this lady, she was cutting in Frisco and she was posting a whole bunch of haircuts, charging $45, $50. I'm like,
How?
I'm like, I'm doing, you know, no disrespect to her work, but I was like, you know, I have good work too. Why can't I be able to charge this? So I'm like, okay, I'm at least going to charge 30 because I was charging like 20, 25. And, you know, and it worked.
And with like, yeah, exactly.
And it worked out like,
just
you know.
And then you just slowly
progressed. So I went from, you know, being in the garage at $15, $20 and then moving into Sacramento, $30. And then within like a year, you know, I blew up on social media, getting a lot of more traction.
What do you think it was on the social media? I know it was just you posting videos and stuff like that, but can you think of a time where it really was like climbing, like and growing?
Like, okay, so it was like, it went from, because I was gaining like 1,000 followers damn near like a week, just like by posting content.
Yeah.
Like, the algorithm's like slow now because it's like, I'm not really, it's like, I don't have to do all this stuff. I'm comfortable where I'm at now. I'm not trying to work my ass off like, I'll still do quality content, but I'm not trying to be here all day.
You were grinding it out to get to where you are now.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what
so
I mean?
Like now I'm like burnt out, but I still got to keep up with the times type stuff. Mm-hmm. And but like getting into it, like I understood that I had to do that. So it's like now I look back, I'm like, damn, like I did all that shit. Like one day, like not too long ago, I went through all my shit and like kind of deleted some stuff. I'm like, damn, like I was really doing the most. But I'm like, it got me to where I'm at. Like,
yeah.
You know, people
it's a trial and error.
You know, people make fun of you. Yeah. You know, they're going to make fun of you in the beginning. Yeah, but it's like damn, like in the end, they're going to be like, damn, I remember, you know, he was posting all the time.
And it's always kind of scary to do that, put yourself in like uncomfortable situation. Yeah. You're being vulnerable. You're putting yourself on a public place. Mm-hmm. Like, and people are going to, people have their opinions.
And people have that, you know, I have that feeling like, damn, like, you know what people are going to think about me. But it's like now I just post. Like,
but as soon as you don't stop caring about that, I feel like good shit starts happening because you're finding out who you are without caring about what other people think.
Yeah. And people gravitate towards it and some people don't.
No, but people like seeing genuine, you know what I mean?
And I gain clients by that. Like people are like, oh, you know, I see you have a family. You remind me of myself. Mm-hmm. Like I see you with two boys and this and that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's like,
well, and it's cool because you are yourself, like on social media you
cooking,
are you
I'm smoking on the side, I'm playing with my kids, you know, I got my fiance
and you're going to work,
I'm grinding it out, you know, I'm having fun when I can, and
I'm
just enjoying life,
exactly,
and not caring, you know, what people think.
No, and I think that's the best way to, and that's the best,
that's
way
the
to,
best thing to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, and did you guys have a house up there?
We stay in a little townhouse out
little
there.
Little townhouse.
But yeah,
everything's just
perfect. Like if it wasn't for I really genuinely feel like if it wasn't for the things I did on social media, like I wouldn't.
Like, no,
like I wouldn't be in the position. Yeah. I wouldn't be charging $100.
It allowed you to do that. Mm-hmm. It's just a cool.
It's weird to say because it's like, I know how people, like, damn.
I know you're, yeah.
It's like from social media, like, and people think I get paid from social media. Like, I get it. I tell people, like, I don't get paid from social media. They bring me clientele to where I got to work on their head for an hour. Like, I don't just get paid for, like...
Yeah.
I mean, I can, like, do, like, advertisement, people wanting to pay me, but, like, I've tried it in the past, but I just...
It's kind of hard.
It's like, they want you to post a lot, and I'm like, I'm not, like...
Yeah.
You're pushing me to post, but, like, I'll post, like, when I want to post.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's kind of like you're working for somebody in a way, and it's like, mm-hmm. I just want
you,
to really...
And it seems like you basically... Well, you wanted to build yourself up to just be able to be, like... I'm just handling my stuff.
Yeah, it was never to kind of like blow up. It was just kind of like showing people like who I actually am, like, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm here to enjoy
it. And it's cool because like you're saying you're at a position now, it's like, if you like me, you like me. If you don't, what the fuck ever.
You'll
like,
still probably watch me. You'll still come back to me.
Yeah, exactly. But. And so are there clients like throughout the years that like, have you had like clients that have stuck with you since the very beginning?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Thank God for them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Homies,
yeah.
huh?
Yeah. It's crazy. We look back. I'm like, damn, bro, I've been cutting you for like 4 or 5 years.
And then you get to realize, like, you've, because you're at the barber,
and I'm seeing their kids grow up. Yeah. I'm like, damn, bro, like, they're already this big.
Yeah.
Like, and I think about my kids. I'm like, damn, like, before you know it, they're going to be taller than mm-hmm. me.
It's like a community almost, basically, mm-hmm. that you've built kind of around.
Yeah. So, around you know, who I see you are. All types of clients. Every week, clients. Every 2 weeks, every 3 weeks, every 4 weeks, every year, every 2 years. Mm-hmm. I see them all. So yeah. Thankful for social media and all that.
Yeah. No, it's
I couldn't post. Like, I couldn't be like, hey, you want a haircut? Come get cut by me. Someone's going to be like, okay, how much do you charge? $100. Like, what the hell? Like,
yeah, you didn't get
why
it.
Why do you charge it? Like, people still come up to my door. Like, I'm cutting and like, oh, how much do you charge for a haircut? I'm like, $100. And they just walk away.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you just, like, you asked. Like, don't be disrespectful about
maybe
it.
Maybe you just
like,
have that outside the shop. Man.
I've had NBA players like.
Be like, that's too much? Like, bro.
I'm like, you came looking for me. Like, you came looking for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, you love my work. You compliment it. Like, oh, it looks like you really cut. Like,
yeah, I do.
Yeah, I can. But, and that's why I tell barbers, like, don't really go out. Like, I mean, you can if you want to go out and look for like NBA players and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I feel at the end of the day, like, some of them want, you know, like the hookup, like, oh, I'm an NBA player, you know.
But it's also like, I get upset about that too, in the sense of like, it's like, hey, like, if you do respect my work, then I want you to pay, like,
And then, like, for me, like, I want to pay for somebody's work. Like, I know how it feels. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not here to, like, cheatball you. Oh, like, let me get the hookup. Like, I don't want that. Like, I want to pay
there's
you.
There's a quote some. That's like, talks about, like, you're, like some for some friends with like a homie hookup, other ones don't. Other ones like want to pay full price because they want to be like, hey, no, I'm supporting you doing this. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And I always do that too. Like mm-hmm. my barber, she charges like $70 or $80. I always give her what I make.
Oh, that's dope.
I just switch my time for somebody else's.
Yeah,
time.
Exactly.
It does the same thing as me because I'm telling them, like, you can do. Especially if you got good work, you can do the same thing I'm doing.
Yeah, well, and I feel like with NBA players, it's like, bro, I could be like wanting to charge you more. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like, because some people could be like, oh, I'm going to cut NBA players.
They were like, how much for
a
house call? They're like, how much for a house call? I gave them the price and then asked for like the end call. House calls, I do $300 for house call.
What is it? Oh, to go with someone's house?
Yeah, to go to somebody's house. Like, I'd rather.
Oh, really?
It's like, you got to kind of make somebody pay for you not having to go out your way to get uncomfortable in an uncomfortable state. Like, I just want to be in my shop. With all my equipment, a chair, I can lean you back.
Like,
give
I
you
will.
The full experience.
You're like, I will come, but it's gonna be a fucking.
It's gonna. You got to pay for it.
Yeah,
stuff. But you know, I've had clients and NBA players do that. But mm-hmm. like a couple weeks ago, I had this NBA player. He was just like, you know, how much for a house call? And then he was like, how much for an in shop? He was like, oh no, nah, you too expensive. Appreciate it. I was like, okay,
what,
well, you came up to me.
Yeah.
You was just best off not responding.
Like, yeah.
Because I've hit some of some players up.
Mm-hmm.
Like in my home, in where I live, where I stay at right now, and cut. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, hey, if you need to cut, I'm out here. But that's like, I don't need you guys. I'm just letting you know if you need a barber.
Yeah.
Because I don't like. I'm not that type of barber. Like bragging, like, hey, let me cut your hair because you're an NBA player. I don't want to do that because I respect my clients that book with me and book on my schedule.
People,
they respect my schedule weekly because mm-hmm. I'm only there to work, and then after that, I'm just ready to go home and see my kids.
Yeah, but dip out. No other prior engagements.
I'm not there.
How long is a normal day for you?
A normal day, 9 to 5.
9 to 5?
Mm-hmm. 9 to 5 or 8 to 5.
Every haircut about...
Hour,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, so I go by the hour.
You take a lunch or anything, or you just go through the day?
Lunch. I used to not take lunches.
Well, it seems like when it's like...
When you look at it, it kind of takes off. Like, that's a lot of money during the month, but it's like, it's really healthy for you to just take a break.
Yeah, for like freelance work, like, because I did photography, I did video and editing and stuff like that. And so I'm not like, I could sit at a computer for 8 hours and be editing stuff, you know what I mean? And not really think about taking a break. But then sometimes it's like you take a break and then you feel better and then you get more work done. Yeah, Other times it's opposite.
Yeah, my boy Dunn, he always used to tell me just kind of like pause, you know. When you're doing so much, just kind of take a break and pause for a second, even if it's for like 30 seconds.
I saw a freaking great quote by Robert De Niro. Can you please find, you know exactly what I'm talking about? It's this quote by Robert De Niro, and he was like, just be calm. Like, when everything, when everything's going well, just be calm. Just kind of like appreciate the moment. Mm-hmm. But, Robert De Niro, just be calm. There we go, Duffy. I had to use you for something, huh? right there, that video. Yes. Oh, you got to be signed into yours, Duff. That way we get no ads.
Just be calm when things are going well. Be calm. Don't think you're on top of the world in the sense. You always got to be wary because I've seen it. I've seen people come. I've seen people go. I've seen them come. I've seen them go. You got to be chill. You got to like just take what's good in your life and move forward cautiously and carefully. And thank God that you have that. Just it's very, very important not to overextend yourself when you think you've got it. That's no such thing.
Yeah,
my boy, he was like, he had taken me to the hospital. He's like, because I've been having like bad headaches. Mm-hmm. He was like, bro, you need to like chill out. Like, I know you deal with a lot. You know, you take care of your family and this and that. He's like, I don't know how you do it, bro. I was just like, you know, I just try to stay calm and just kind of do what I have to do and not really like overthink it. Like, even my girl starts overthinking stuff. I'm like, just like, relax, like, you know, it's a good day to be here. Like, tomorrow's not promised.
Yeah, no, and it's good to kind of, like, obviously, it's good.
Like, we don't think like that every day, but it's like.
But it's good to calm down and think like, hey, like, we're here right now together.
Yeah.
And like, at this moment, nothing else matters.
Exactly.
You know? Whether it's with your family, your friends, whatever. Because sometimes you get caught up or you'll be with a friend and then I'll realize, like, I'm just on a phone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not enjoying the moment. And I guess, to me, like, the only downside about social media is that kind of aspect. That it pulls people away from the real interactions. You know what I mean? And obviously, but everything has pros and cons. Like, everything does.
Yeah, I'll be at home, you know, my kid's playing. He's like, Dad. I'm like, I'm on my phone still. You know, it happens to us. Yeah. You know, we're human.
No, exactly.
It has us. We're in a new era, you know. We can't help it. But as long as you notice, if you notice it, I feel like, you know, as long as you notice it and you can cut it out when you can or when it needs to be cut out.
No, exactly. And there's just, it's about finding that healthy balance between it.
Yeah.
And it's hard. It's hard when you're grinding, though, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Because I'll be up, like, just late at night for no reason. It's like, you know. I feel like you can be satisfied, but I mean, it's just always a grind. Like, I can't stay in bed past 7. Like, I feel like I always gotta be up.
I am the same way, dude. I cannot, like 7's like sleeping in, and then I'm like, I gotta do something.
Do something. And even if it's just being up, just being on, like, just trying to figure something out.
Yeah, I agree.
So,
you're a morning person?
Morning person.
My girl's like,
you're never in bed, like, on your days off. You're never in bed.
But do you stay up late, too, you said?
I do, like. I'll be up off like 6 hours of sleep.
6 hours is good though. I mean, like 6 hours is like my minimum that I feel like I can function good at.
Yeah,
it's like a good.
Yeah, six. Like when it starts winding, like I start winding down
like
my
five
sleep hours.
Or four, then it's
right
like,
at 12, I start counting down my sleep hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, I got
6.5 hours,
at least 8 hours, and then when it hits 1, I got 7. When it's 2, I got 6.
Yeah,
I just got to leave the house by 8:30 to get to work at 9.
Yeah, and is your shop? So is your shop kind of far from your house, or is it like 30 minutes?
Probably like 15 minutes.
Oh, 15?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
not that
nothing.
Bad.
Yeah.
It's like here to
And so are you in Sac, or are you in like Folsom or something?
Sac. I'm in Sac. Sac, yeah.
Like you're representing Sac over here, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy just being in Sac. Like I used to grow up going to Sac for our AAU basketball team.
Oh, really?
So I'm like, I kind of knew like the ins and outs of Sac.
But yeah, it's
like
now
I'm kind of like knowing about Sac a lot more.
Yeah, you're in it.
It's pretty cool. I love Sac. People from Sac don't love Sac, but it's like, I'm from Merced, so I'm like, I kind of, No, it's better than Mercedes. It's bigger.
Yeah, there's a lot more things. Yeah, no, I feel you.
Mercedes is lovely. You know, I'm not gonna hate on Mercedes. Mercedes is beautiful. And I can see the potential of Mercedes.
Yeah. But what I like about Zach, it's the big city in the valley. You know, I mean, Fresno's also big city, but like Zach's just like. And it's so funny that that's her state capital. Like
that's what I'm. That's exact. Okay, that's another reason why I moved there. I was like, you know, Sac is in California. California is like probably one of the hottest states. Mm-hmm. You know, that people love to come to. I'm like, why isn't Sacramento like Sacramento? Like I know Sacramento should have like a lot of people coming through. And Sacramento do have
a lot
of celebrities coming through, and like it's like more low key because you know you got
it is a little more low key.
You got San Francisco, you got LA,
but I think that's why some people like Sac too. It's a little it's not like you go there and you're gonna be like
Odell Beckham's wife's from there, like so I'm known. He's from out there. Tony, what was his name? Eddie Murphy had a house in
Sac.
And well, what is it? El Dorado Hills.
Past
Roseville area.
Yeah, that area. Damn.
A whole bunch of artists be coming through. Like, I seen a little Scrappy coming through our spot.
There's a lot of venues, too. Like, cool little...
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of venues out there. Yeah.
No, and I like Sac, too, because, to me, it's like Sac is the Central Valley's big city.
Yeah.
And I always loved going to Sac, because Sac just reminds me, honestly, when I'm there, like, as soon as you get to, like, the suburban neighborhoods, I'm like, this just reminds me of home.
Of home,
like,
yeah. You know what I mean? So where I stay at, it reminds me of just, like, the Yosemite area, past Mercedes, that corner pocket.
Yeah, it's like there's home, it's, like, basically, like, an area that's, like, it feels a little nostalgic, or, like, you still get that small town vibe, but it's a big city.
It's bigger.
You can go to the city.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
There's a downtown that you've got bigger buildings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
arena downtown and all that. So.
There's teams, Is it just the Kings? Is that all they...
They got a was it MLS soccer?
Oh, yeah, they have a soccer one now.
MLS team. Yeah. They're supposed to get a stadium.
A soccer stadium.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So hopefully that would be tight if it turned into a football stadium too,
dude. I know
if Sacramento had a.
They should just bring.
What?
Look up crappy NFL teams. What teams should come to? What teams? Or just like the Giants. I know that they're New York Giants.
That wouldn't be too bad. I'm over here trying to think of one. The Browns.
Yeah, Cleveland. You don't need a team. You already have a bad name. The Browns is like a
Cleveland Browns.
Where did that come from?
I mean, they could stay. They could just put a 33rd, like have 33 teams.
Add another team.
What is it, 32? Have 33.
The words Jacksonville. That's what we need. There's already they already have the Buccaneers. Jacksonville, us in California need another team.
They have
there we go. Jaguars.
Well, if you think about it, Sacramento should.
Yeah.
Because over there on the East Coast, you know, it's more states, but...
Yeah, exactly. But
we damn near cover up all the states.
We're basically the full West Coast.
We got Frisco. I forgot about Frisco.
San Francisco. We don't have Oakland anymore. So Rams.
That'd be a perfect separation.
San Francisco, Rams, and who else?
My Chargers. I'm mad
Chargers.
They left
Chargers.
San Diego.
Chargers fan?
Yeah.
Ever since you were little?
Yeah, I'm mad they left San Diego. They were San Diego.
Oh, yeah, and they just came up. Do they have
LA Chargers.
Yeah, LA Chargers now. Is it just those three now?
Yep, just those three.
Yeah. We have to replenish. Oakland left, so we need move someone.
Sacramento.
Move one up to Sacramento, and we got the Sacramento Jaguars coming up.
Sacramento Jaguars. Sacramento trees. They took away City of Trees, and not a lot of people was happy about that. It's like farm.
Was that their slogan or whatever?
Yeah, because you know that little water tower. Yeah, when you used to come into Sac. If you're coming off the 5, you say City of Trees.
And then they took that away. Now
it's farm to fork. Well, yeah, because people were making T-shirts. You know, City of Trees.
Oh, that's cool though. Whatever.
I guess the trees are, well, yeah, are, no. I guess they are better out.
What trees we talking about as well, I guess, too. We don't know. That's cool. Man. What you got?
It's just when they took it away.
When they took what away?
The city of trees.
Oh, when was it? Hey, I think it froze again.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
It's 2017. 2017?
Yeah, that was like right when I moved out there.
Man, that seemed like such a good name.
Yeah.
Sacramento City of Trees?
They had like hella trees, though, so it made sense.
That's perfect timing too, because when did marijuana legalize in California?
About like 2017,
2018.
So they probably knew that was coming.
Man,
I changed the name.
I'm so glad I grew up when I did. I'm glad I grew up. 90s babies are like the progress. You get to see progression of like TVs, technology, mm-hmm. radio, podcast, like literally everything.
Yeah.
Like it's just kind of cool. And it's even crazy when you think about your parents' age. Like you've also like lived through all like you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You guys got to live through like the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
And then also all this shit.
It's just crazy like being able to FaceTime my parents and them seeing it, like them seeing my kids.
Yeah.
Like back then, like when I was growing up,
if you live 2 hours away, they're only going to see
you. They're only going to see us like
whenever you come visit or whenever they come visit.
Drop us off when the parents need a break.
Like, yeah, and social media now. Yeah, at least you get a post.
You see them every day now.
Yeah.
And like back then, you used to have to like send letters through like birds and shit. Like,
yeah,
back
in, like, pigeons and shit. When
hopefully they don't get eaten by
when
an eagle.
Did they look up when did they send like pigeon like what years
pigeon
was
letters.
Pigeon letters. That, and then they do like hawks and shit. Yeah. Pigeon mail. Yeah, look that shit up. Early history, probably forever, right? How do they train them though? I don't get that. I still don't. Like, how do you train a pigeon?
I don't know.
I thought they were stupid, right?
Do they have like pit stops, like how truckers do?
Yeah. They're like, I'm gonna get some water. They're like, no, we can't have you drinking water. You're on the clock.
It's a little storm out here.
How do you train? Yeah. For mail. We don't need that.
And that's like the way they go.
What do you mean? You just tell them?
Just tell
if
them.
I wanted to send you something, we'd have one pigeon that would send
Back and forth. And so it flies there, chills.
Okay.
And then
I thought you were just like a bird.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I thought you just knew, dude.
They'll fly over to Wisconsin or something.
I wonder if
house is just where they eat.
Oh, wow. So maybe you couldn't go as far as I'm thinking. I'm thinking like you can go statewide. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, go to New York, fly over there. It's fucking on a fucking like a 4 week journey.
Is that how the what was it? The Wright brothers invented the plane?
500 to 800 miles a day.
Holy.
That's 60 miles an hour.
It's probably faster than USPS or United States. Yeah, United States Postal Service. Honestly, actually, the United States Postal Service surprised me on their speed, because everyone was talking shit about them. I don't know why, but I remember they were for a while. And like, I send something like in like standard mail, and it'll be like it got to Ben in like 2 days, and it got to Brian in 2 days too. One of my friends lives in Oregon, one of them lives in Missouri, and I'm like, that shit took Washington. Sorry, yeah, Chris lives in Oregon, but 2 days is pretty quick, like for standard mail. I'm like, I don't even understand how you guys got it over there that quickly.
Out of everybody's mail, like, how do you separate all that?
I don't know, man. It seems very confusing. One of my friends used to be a mailman. He said he's not like, that complicated. And I was like, really? It seems like. How does more mail not get lost?
Exactly. That's what one of my clients. He's a mail. He works at USPS. And he works like in the little factory part. I was like, how does it organize? Is it just scan? He was like, yeah. Because I've seen videos like on TikTok.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like mails going like different ways. I'm like, how the hell does it? Well, you
but
know.
But still, what scans what though? You know what I mean? Like if you send
like the address, like.
I know. And then it just.
But technology, I can't blame it.
Yeah. I know. No, I was looking at Duffy. How does mail work? No, just kidding. No, you're like, I don't know, man. I was like, going to find out for you though. That's funny. And so your shop's up in Sac. What's it called again?
Barbersign Productions Hair Studio.
Barbersign Productions.
I
want to
change
Hair
the
Studio.
Name. Probably just gonna change it.
Barbersign Co.
Ty Barbersign Studio. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
I feel like I like being more simple. Like,
how about just barber? I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding.
I couldn't. It's too simple. It's too.
Just
I
be gotta, man. Just be.
I just gotta be. I don't know, B Studio, TBS Studios, but I didn't want to be like the real, what is it? Isn't there a TBS?
Oh, yeah, TBS, like a, yeah. Like there is definitely a TBS. No, it's the network.
I don't want them coming after me.
Yeah.
You got a TBS Studios, I'm going
to need
to
take
this down.
You realize that we've had a studio for like 120 years. Like, yeah, I know. I just thought.
Just thought it was
being
it's
unique.
Not the same name.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so you're up there. I mean, you're not really taking new clients, so I guess. But I mean, people can find you on social media, yeah?
Yeah, social media.
And so, Ty Barbersign, is that what it is?
TYBARBERSIGN.
T-Y. I'm just going to do it to you. Ty Barber
say,
sign.
I thought I was going to say my email real quick. Yeah. At yahoo.com.
Yeah, because my email is just like,
I hate having to say that shit because I have underscores. So I have like T-Y underscore Barber underscore sign.
I felt your underscore. You're like, oh, man. I wasn't the first one to get this. Yeah, actually. I was.
It's crazy how emails are important.
Yeah. Well, though, especially when you get into business, it's like.
Well, I remember like in third grade, I was like, why are we making emails?
Yeah. You're like, what are we doing with this? Going to the computer lab.
That was like the only thing that mattered.
Mm-hmm. When you were in high school, did you have Chromebooks?
Or no? We didn't get to take them home.
Yeah,
we
yeah. Okay.
Them, but
yeah.
I think like the year after us, they got to take them
home.
Yeah,
yeah. So you were still, yeah, exactly. And because it was, I had one of my cousins on, and he's like a, what does he do? School board employee? What is he?
Oh.
Do you remember? I think so. Something like that. But when he was in, he was like, 5 years younger than me, but when he went to school, he had Chromebooks and everything. And I was like, it's crazy to think in 5 years, like everything was on Chromebooks. Because you still, like, you still doing it. You still were doing work. Yeah, you had books and
yeah, we had
and
book,
locker
had,
and shit like that.
Yeah, we had books.
There's no books anymore, bro.
There's books?
It's online or the classroom.
Like math.
The
or
classrooms.
No
the classrooms have the books.
History book.
The classrooms have the books, but it's not like
you take them anymore.
Yeah, at all. It's just like you use them.
I remember carrying binders.
They also don't use lockers anymore, books. Dude. No lockers.
Are you serious?
Not at all. Like I've never seen one kid in.
You
like,
go to BUHAC?
Yeah, I went to BUHAC.
They don't use those lockers. I went to BUHAC.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
I had no idea you went to BUHAC.
You said 2011?
Yeah, 2011. So we went
got
to
there
school
in 2009.
Yeah, we went to school together for sure.
Yeah.
That's wild. I don't remember you either, man.
Ricky told me that too. I'm like, I don't remember.
I honestly, when you were like saying stuff, I was like, I thought you went to like Merced High or something.
I was just playing sports. So I don't know if you remember me playing sports.
I don't know, man. I mean, it could just be the age difference too of 2 years, just not two different social groups.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, actually, that's really wild. I didn't know that. But yeah.
No more lockers, huh?
Dude, no more lockers at all. Like, I'm talking, never seen one kid at any school open a locker. And I was a substitute teacher for far too long, like 5 years, basically. Like
in high school? Doing high school?
So. Yeah. I was, and it was doing high schools. And it was just, like, never once. And I was always like, wait, they don't have, like... I was like, don't you guys still... Because they always, like, come to classrooms, like, hey, can I leave my bag here? I'm like, why don't you just fucking put it in your locker? Yeah. I don't even know if they... I think they'll give them lockers if they ask, but no one, like... Maybe that's not a cool thing to do anymore.
Damn. That used to be cool, though.
Yeah. It's kind of like a high school thing, you know, lockers. Like, you know, like, even if you watch a movie, like, an old school movie, you know, there it's like going to the lockers and stuff like that. So much stuff happens at the lockers.
Damn.
Now I know how everyone's just on their phones, TikToking.
That's a new thing, too. I'm like, oh. I bet you those teachers... Well, did you guys see a lot of kids
No, that...
I remember, if you got caught with your phone, they were taking
Take it away. You could even be on your phone at lunch, which was wild. I was like, what are you talking about? It's lunch time.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like,
lunch,
no.
Lunch, too, yeah.
Yeah.
They're on their phones now at lunch, huh?
And especially, like, when you're a substitute teacher, I'm like, as long as you're chilling,
just
being
chilling,
quiet...
You're not doing nothing.
Whatever, you can be on your phone.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. Times are changing, man. Isn't that wild?
To be, like, on your side hip at lunch...
Yeah. You have to hide, and they'd be like, give me your phone, and then you have to, like, go all the way at the end of the day to go get it.
When was the last time you teach?
No, a couple months ago.
Oh, do they still make kids wear lanyards on their car, their ID?
Oh,
Or they stopped that?
I think they stopped that. Okay. It was a little, yeah. They were making every kid wear, during the pandemic especially, because it was like, kids are coming on these days, other kids are coming on the other days, to make sure, balance it out.
Yeah.
That was wild, but they were also paying ridiculous for like substitutes. It was like you're getting paid like a teacher. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah,
it was wild. But anyways, hey man, I want to thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
I had
thank
a great
you.
Conversation with you. I really enjoyed it.
I appreciate it.
It's great catching up again.
I love what you're doing. Keep doing.
Dab me up.
Keep doing your thing.
Exactly, man. Thank you. Thank you.
This is it. Real talk. And whatnot.
Real talk. That's it. Real talk.